For promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we just pray that you would have your good and perfect way here tonight. Open every heart and every mind, God, to hear and understand your word. Lord, I pray that you would speak to every situation, God, every person in this place, God. I pray, God, for your supernatural power, God, to be here in this place, God, that you'd move however you want to move, that your Holy Spirit would have full control, God. Father, we love you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. You can go ahead and have your seats here tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, it is good to be in the house of God on Wednesday night. Amen. How many of you love Wednesday night church? I love me some Wednesday night church. Wednesday night church. Amen. So, before I get started, I just want to thank my pastor, amen, for allowing me to speak tonight. What a tremendous privilege and responsibility. I don't take it lightly. And then also, of course, my beautiful wife, amen. Praise the Lord. She told me to quit thanking her for things that she does, amen. So I'm just going to say thank you, babe, for who you are in my life. I remember one time I got up here, and I said, I just want to thank my wife for taking care of my kids so I could study. And she's like, well, it sounded like I don't ever take care of the kids, and you always got the kids. I said, babe, that's not what I was talking about. I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you. She brought me a hot white chocolate mocha at work today. Amen. I just pray all you men get that kind of blessing later on in your over the men's home right now. Lord, one day, God, I got an amen out of the men's home finally. Hey, tonight I want to be talking to you about a word that God has been given to me for weeks now, and it's been kind of like sitting there. I'm like, God, when do you want me to speak about it? What do you want me to bring it out? God, what do you want me to do with this word that you keep on giving to me over and over? And so as I was studying for this message and last night, and God began to bring this word back up to me. And it's something that I know without a shadow of a doubt is a word that's in season, that it's going to be right on time, and it's for right now. Amen? And it's not just for me, it's for us. And the word that God gave me was promotion. Psalm 75, verse 6, for promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. See, promotion doesn't come from a direction. Promotion doesn't come from the south, doesn't come from the east, and it doesn't come from the west. Promotion isn't a place. It's not a somewhere. You can't seek promotion coming at you. You can't step outside the building and walk out to Zuni Boulevard. And you can't look down the road and you won't picture promotion rolling on 24s down the road towards you. You're not going to see promotion if you step outside your house and coming through the neighborhood. You're not going to witness promotion driving up, because promotion is not a place. Promotion is not a place. Promotion has nothing to do with where you come from. Some of you, you say, you know what? I can never have that kind of promotion because you don't know where I came from. You don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know the neighborhood I grew up in. You don't know the neighborhood I live in now. You don't know which side of the tracks are in the valley or down the valley or on top of the... You don't know. People where I live, they don't have promotion. They don't get promotion. See, but promotion isn't about where you're at. It's not about where you're from. It was once said you could take the person out the ghetto, but you can't take the get. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about promotion. Promotion is not a place. Also, promotion doesn't come from a person. Your boss does not dictate your promotion. Your supervisor does not decide when your promotion comes. I said you could try to impress your boss, and you should. You should be doing a good job at your job. Come on, somebody. Don't be like, oh, I serve the Lord. I ain't got to work. Oh, you know, I just sit around. Your boss comes, is asking what you're doing. Hey, Pat, what are you doing over here? It's not your break. I'm just waiting on the Lord for my promotion. No, you should be working hard at your job. But see, your promotion doesn't come from your job. Your promotion doesn't come from your boss, doesn't come from your supervisor. I mean, you can try to impress your home director. Come on, somebody. But see, promotion don't come from your home director. Yeah, I know, but Brother Dave's a man of God. Amen. God will talk to him. Don't worry about it. I said, you can try to impress that girl. And you should. If it's of the Lord. But it's not her decision. I remember my wife told me the story that she said that she wasn't never going to marry no guy from the home. That was a gentle mic drop. Saw Kyle's eyes burning at me. Babe, it wasn't up to you. It was not your decision. Because promotion doesn't come from you. Promotion comes from the Lord. I said promotion doesn't come from a place. It doesn't come from a person, but promotion comes from the Lord. Some of you might have just been looking in the wrong places. Some of you might have been trying to impress the wrong people. But you see, you can't find promotion in a place or a person. But I got good news for you. God is doing something amazing here at Victory Outreach in 2017. I say God is about to rise some of us up. God is going to begin to pour out a supernatural amount and portion of promotion upon his people. Why? Because God has things for us to do here at Victory Outreach. God has people for us to reach here at Victory Outreach. God has things that we still need to finish and complete. God has people that he still needs to launch out all over the world from this place. And if God is going to be doing all of that, then God's people are going to need to go through a season of promotion. I said your promotion is already in motion. Too busy looking, oh, I ain't never going to be nobody. I ain't never going to have nothing. I got to be in this home for another 9 months, another 6. You don't understand how God is moving right now. God is moving in a season of supernatural promotion. All you got to do, and listen, you might be thinking, oh, this Pastor Pat speaking a feel-good message again. I ain't trying to make you feel good. Listen, I got some stuff right here make you want to get up and leave in a minute. You ain't going to like me. But you see, your promotion doesn't have anything to do with your emotion. But it has everything to do with your devotion. Man, you know I spent some time on that. You know I was... Man, I came here tonight to chew bubble gum and preach my guts out, and I'm fresh out of bubble gum. Come on, somebody. God already has your promotion in motion. Some of you better tell your current situation, it was nice knowing you. Some of you better let your current economic status, hey, I wouldn't want to be you. Some of you better tell your current level, it was nice hanging with you, but I can't stay here no more because it is time for me to rise up. You got to refuse to lose. It's your time. It's your time for promotion. Now let me tell you what kind of promotion. A promotion from poverty to prosperity. Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. It says, I will pour out water on your thirsty land and streams on your dry ground. Listen, he's talking about bringing life to the dead. Bringing life. I can remember a time, and you might be looking up here, and you might be new or haven't been around that long, but listen, we're a place full of miracles up in here. We are miracles. We are miracles of God's amazing grace. There are stories that would knock your socks off. Listen, 15 years ago, and I know I share it often, but I can remember before I went into the recovery home. I can remember my mom had bought me a bus pass because I was homeless and she thought I'd find a job. She wouldn't let me in the house because I'd steal everything. But she got me a bus pass. And I remember I was so scared to sleep outside on the sidewalk that I would go to the back of the bus and use my backpack as a pillow there in Vegas where the buses go 24/7. And the back of the bus would be the only place I'd have to sleep. I didn't have no bed, no house, no place. I would sleep on the back of the bus. I can remember a time when right before I came into the recovery home that I had nothing left, burn every bridge. Remember a time when you didn't even have gas money or bus money. Forget about gas money. You didn't have no car. Come on, somebody. You find yourself walking into a restaurant You sit down and act like you're all sophisticated. And say, oh, please, I'll have some more of that and dessert also. And you would wait until you knew the waiter wasn't looking no more. And I ain't proud of it. I'm just telling you like it was. That was dinner right there. So broke, you go to the grocery store and you get something off the shelf and go to the restroom and eat it. I know I ain't the only one up in here. From poverty to prosperity, the first step is you have to turn to Jesus. Psalm 62:1 says, truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. I know we were all tired and weary. We were tore up from the floor up. But when we came to Jesus, He gave our soul rest. Rest from the hustle. Rest from the streets. Rest from trying to make it happen. Oh, but we found rest in God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You have to turn to Jesus. You're no longer the person that you used to be. No longer should you do the things that you used to do. Come on, somebody. You have to turn, you want a season of promotion, turn to Jesus. God will turn it around. God will turn it all around. I don't know about you, but every time I turn around, I want to sing so bad. I wish I could sing. Lord, if there's one gift left in your bag, I wish I could sing, Lord. You know I can't. Cut it out. Turn to Jesus. The second is not only do you have to turn to Jesus, you have to trust in Jesus. I said you have to trust in Jesus. Malachi chapter 3, starting in 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out such a blessing that you will not have room enough for it. When you give your tithe, it shows that you trust in Jesus. That you trust in Almighty God. That He is your provider. Then you can say, I know my promotion is not in my boss or my job, but I know that my promotion is in the hands of Almighty God. Man, I was talking about your promotion earlier, and you were excited. I'm talking about your money. You don't even know. Start giving to the Lord. You might be down, but God's going to lift you up. I said, you might be down now, but God is about to lift you up. You will see doors open that you don't have the education or the skills to open, but nevertheless, God will open them for you. You guys ain't excited. I'm excited. I'm about to lose my voice up in here. I got a cough drop. I don't want it to fly out when I'm preaching. Not only from poverty to prosperity, but God wants to give you the promotion from survival to revival. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And the first point to revival, you have to obey. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'm going to read a ton of scripture right here. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. He says your blessings will overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. Man, that's a good one. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing. I said, you don't understand. The Lord will command the blessing. I said, the blessing has to do what God tells it to do. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. I ain't done yet. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Verse 12, this is one of my favorites. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. The Bible says the Lord. See, the Lord has treasure. The Lord has provision. The Lord has plenty for you. But I like here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, we're not just talking about provision. We're talking about promotion and overflow. And see, right here in Deuteronomy 28, he says, I'm not just going to give you provision. I don't want to just give you what you need. But I am going to give you my good treasure. I said, I got some other treasure back here. I said, I got the just enough treasure. I got the I barely made it enough treasure. I got a little left over enough treasure, but those are reserved for someone else. Let me take you right down the road, because I have been saving my good treasure. The Lord, verse 12 again, will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Verse 13. And the Lord, I want you to receive this one, will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. I said, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. But here's the catch. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and be careful to observe them, so that you will not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day. You will not turn to the right nor the left to go after other gods to serve him. If you want promotion, listen, promotion isn't a raise at work. Promotion is something that God gives you. Promotion is going to the next level. So it's going to the next level. You don't have to, it could be about economic growth. It could be about more money. It could be about more money. Come on, somebody. But it's not just about that. Promotion is about so much more. God wants to elevate you. He wants to promote you. He says, if you heed the commandments of the Lord, you have to obey. If you want promotion, obey the Lord. Surrender to his will. If you got something going on in your life, give it to the Lord. You got sin, you got issues, you got attitude, you got all three, you strike three. Give it to the Lord. Bring it to the altar and give it to God and say, God, I no longer want to be held down by these heavy weights upon my life. No longer do I want to be chained down by the bad decisions and choices that I've made. But God, break me free. Break me free so I can have a promotion, so I can serve you, so I can fulfill my purpose in life. Break me free. Have to obey the Lord. Final point, if I can get the keyboard player up. Not only do you have to turn to God, trust God, obey God. Final point, you have to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Once again, your promotion isn't in your emotion. Your promotion is in your devotion. It's in your relationship with God. God holds your promotion in his hands. You might be thinking, I don't understand. Why would I need a promotion? I'm a stay-at-home mom. Come on, somebody. I'm in the recovery home. Listen, promotion isn't about a raise. Promotion is about something so much more. God wants to take you to the next level. God wants you to raise you up. Raise you up in your mentality, in your way of thinking. See, right now, all you can see is what's going on. All you can see is, you know, you have to make dinner or do the dishes or I have to go to work tomorrow. But you don't see that God has you going out and preaching to the nations. God has something so much more for you. You can't see past your own circumstance. You can't see past your own little circle. But God has something so much more. God wants to send you somewhere. He wants to use you. Some of you here tonight, you might be here and you might not be here next year. You might be there in UTC Panama. You might be there in South Africa. You might be there in Buenos Aires, Argentina with Pastor. You might be there in Sydney, Australia. You might be on the East Coast tearing it up for Jesus. Some of you right now, you can't see past. You're looking at your giving. You're saying, I can't give 15%. I can't give 20%. You know, me and my wife, we just did the math. We got our taxes done. Come on, somebody. Right? You walk into your taxes, moonwalk, woo, do the, But listen, taxes ain't what they used to be. See, the more money you make, I mean, I used to get like, geez. You know what I mean? I used to be like walking out there with, I walked in there and I walk out with a pimp walk, bam. Imaginary gold chain. Taxes ain't like that no more. Not for me. We got our taxes done and we got our income. And then we got that new thing. You know, how many guys like that new report we get from the church about our giving? It's the bomb, right? You can see exactly how much you gave last year. And we were adding up what we gave and what we earned. And we are, and with our United We Can, we already give 20%. And it's like, we look at our paycheck, it's like, oh, I can't. And then it's like, the more I give, the more God. You guys don't get it. You guys don't get it. I said, you can't outgive God. You can't outgive him. So we're doing the taxes. We're doing the report. And we see we're awesome. We give each other a high five. You know what I mean? Great giving. But it ain't what it used to be. See, I don't trust in my income tax. I don't trust in my paycheck. I don't trust in my boss, my corporation, my work. Because I know that promotion doesn't come from any of those things. But I choose to trust in the Lord. Choose to trust in God. Because I know that's where my promotion, that's where my provision comes from. That's where everything I need comes from. See, some of you, you think God has something so much more. So much more. Some of you need to speak to your mind right now and say, mentality. Listen to the word of the Lord. It's my time for a promotion. It's my season for a promotion. It's my time for God to elevate me. It's my time for me to rise up and take my place in the ministry, to rise up and take my place in my family, to rise up and take my place at my job, to rise up and take my place at my school. It is my time for promotion. It is my time to rise up. To rise up out of my circumstance. To rise up out of my own situations. God, help us to see as you see, God. Help us to see things as you see, Lord. Help us not to get caught up in the little when you have something so much bigger for us, God. Help us not to get caught up in the small, in the petty things, God. Oh, when you have something so amazing and enormous for us, God. God, help us not to get caught up, Lord. Oh, Father, those things that drag us down, Lord. That really don't mean anything, Lord. But help us, God. Help us. Oh, Father, not chase the promotion, but chase you. If you can stand up all over this place. Close your eyes right there. I believe this isn't just a word for somebody. This is a word for everybody. God is getting ready to give you the promotion, a season of promotion, a supernatural promotion. Some of you, God is about to give you a promotion in your anointing. You had a single portion, but God is going to give you a double portion. Just like the guy that went away and he left some with five, some with two, and one with one about the talents. And when he returned, the guy that had five, he doubled it. So he said, you were faithful in the little, so I'm going to make you master over much. Some of you are about to step into a master over much promotion. You're not going to be dealing with small things anymore, but you are going to be the master of much. Amen. Oh, I can feel the Spirit of God moving so heavy right now. I know God's speaking to somebody here tonight that this is your season. You're about to step into a brand new river of anointing and power. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. If that's you, if you say that's me, I'm ready for my promotion. I'm ready to turn to Jesus. I'm ready to trust in Jesus. I'm ready to obey Jesus. And I'm ready to pray to Jesus, if that's you, and say, I'm ready for my promotion. I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready to go to the next season. I'm ready to step out and step into what you have for me, God. If that's you, I want you to step out of your seats right now and make your way to this altar.